Welcome to the Good Manners Map with me, Monique Chambers, where we take a journey around the world learning about social etiquette and traditions. Welcome to this week's edition of the Good Manners Map with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is all the way from Colombia, and her name's Nora. So, Nora, tell us a bit about Colombia. It seems like the other side of the world from Malta.
Yes. Well, what can I tell you? Well, I haven't lived there for about 11 years now, but we go almost every 2 years. We go on holidays for a few weeks. Well, what can I tell you? I am from a part of the country which is really sunny, just like here in Malta. Also, close to the sea. Well, I'm not exactly, it's not exactly on the sea, but like here, it's not an island, it's just a small town. Hot, sunny, and it also rains, you know.
Those flash storms.
Yes, sometimes you just, they come from nowhere, you're just not expecting them. So that's more or less where I come from.
And so what do you miss about Colombia? When you go back, what are the first things you...
The food. You okay. Definitely the food. Because we use many ingredients that are not necessarily available around in the countries we have lived for. As soon as we get there, and we just eat a lot, and my mum cooks all kind of stuff for us.
So. Is there like your favorite dish? What's your favorite dish?
That's hard. Well, we have something is called sancocho, which is basically soup. You have various kinds of sancocho that can be made of just chicken or beef. Okay. It can be pork, or it can be just all three of them in a big pot. So depending, I mean, each, because Colombia has various regions.
It's massive, isn't it?
Yeah. We have different geographical regions. So each region in Colombia has its own type of sancocho. It varies, but basically it's a soup and you use vegetables, and usually one has at least one type of meat.
Okay.
It's not really vegetarian completely.
And is that soup, is that something you would serve, for example, at Christmas as well? It would be part of that meal, or is it it's an everyday kind of soup that you would have?
Well, the sancocho itself, because it takes a while to cook, and, you know, you would say, it's somebody's birthday, let's make a sancocho. So it's something that you do for a special occasion, if you want to meet with your friends, or somebody's birthday, or somebody's baptism, because Colombia is a Catholic country.
Yes.
So baptisms are very important, and the first communion, and weddings. And,
okay. So tell us a bit more about baptisms then. What happens? Is there a ceremony and a party? What's the usual?
The usual, people go to the church. You have godmother, godfather, mother, the family basically. Families in Colombia tend to be big, so it can be like lots of people in the church and friends and all that. And it's the ceremony. I'm sure, you know, in Malta, are familiar with the ceremony itself. And then after that, people go home and they make a big party and drink a lot. And then, usually the baby goes to sleep and everybody keeps, you know, having fun.
Is there a traditional present you would give to a baby in their christening? Is it the same, because, you know, is it a silver dummy and a silver spoon and those things, or you have different...
Usually the toys, clothing, that's basically things that the baby's going to use. Toys, clothing.
And as they grow up, are there any other events in their lifetime? Maybe going to secondary school or a prom or something else that they go through?
Birthdays. Every birthday is celebrated almost until, 15, 16, depends. If you are a boy, usually they stop celebrating your birthday when 13, 14.
Okay.
If you are a girl, you have what is called quinceañera, which is, you know, when they are, like the sweet 16.
Okay.
But it's a 15. So that's a big celebration for a girl. It's not done that much now, and it's done differently from when I was growing up. Usually the girl gets a really nice dress, big, like, you know,
big frou-frou.
Frou-frou. Uh-huh. And pink, and then you have a big party, and people come, family give presents, jewellery.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, depends.
But you don't have like an 18 and a 21?
No.
They don't celebrate those?
No, when you get to 18, you might have a big party, and now you can drink. Officially, you can drink. So that's another big excuse to drink. And again, the foods and ocho, you can...
All sorts of things. Are there particular sort of cakes you have at birthdays and christenings as well, or is it just whatever cake the family likes?
Yeah, a normal cake, plain vanilla cake, let's say, and then it's covered with icing and things like that. That's what it is.
And then when couples get engaged, so there's sort of next stage in a sort of religious life, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Is there a celebration then, or is that something quite quiet?
Where I come from, you don't really get engaged. Okay. Like, you don't celebrate an engagement per se. You just say, we're going to get married. Okay, so the big thing is the marriage.
The marriage, okay.
Yes, the ceremony. Again, many people nowadays only do the, how do you call that, the civil ceremony.
Okay, yes. Uh-huh.
But many people still do the wedding and the religious wedding.
So what's the difference? Is it the amount of people that come to your party, or just that the religion is changing, or just cost, maybe?
I mean, it depends how religious you are. Many people have the religious wedding more. It's like, oh, I want to have the white dress, mm-hmm. and, you know, the whole thing. It also depends, how religious you are, your family is. But it's still a big deal, the religious wedding.
Uh-huh.
And again, lots of drink, food.
And anything specific there? Is there a particular ritual or a particular dance or something that happens at a wedding? So if you went to a Colombian wedding, would you like, okay, what's going on over there? It's quite similar.
The bride dances with her father,
mm-hmm.
and then dances with the groom.
The groom. But she could. It depends how much she'd had to drink, I think.
If somebody is alone and doesn't have anybody to dance with, they will dance with the groom.
Why not? And so is that just a one-day event, the wedding? So you would get married in the morning, or maybe the evening if it's a hot country?
Usually the ceremony, religious ceremony, is in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But it can happen anytime.
Anytime,
usually in the afternoon. Then again, you go to the person's house, or if it's to lots of people, they hire a venue,
mm-hmm.
hotel, a club, or something. And again, lots of people come, you dance, you drink. It's
pretty,
not
pretty regular.
Rituals, pretty normal.
But do you have other occasions through the year? Obviously, Easter, that's celebrated quite.
Yes, it's like. Lots of the religious holidays are observed there too. Depending in which region you live, there might be festivals. For example, where I come from, it's called Fiestas del 20 de Enero, which is basically 20th of January festivities.
Okay.
Where I come from, it's like it's a cattle area, and they that is like a week where people dance, and you have it's like a big fair, cattle fair.
Okay.
And
they parade,
and then with the horses,
uh-huh.
and horses, and people dance.
Uh-huh.
We have a typical music called porro, which is how can I describe it?
It's not like country.
No, it's not country. It's more like kind of the. It comes from the African. We had lots of slaves.
Okay.
After the Spaniards colonized Colombia, so all this tradition music comes from them.
That must be quite interesting.
It is. Huh. It is, and there is a big skirts, and it's a specific dance.
Mm-hmm.
So people parade, dancing in the streets, and there are horses, and there are basically cattle fairs where people sell and buy cattle.
And this is the 20th of January every year?
Yeah. Yes, it's the week before, all that week,
mm-hmm.
and the 20th of January is kind of the closing of everything. So, yeah.
And are there any other days like that, like potentially a national day, national holidays, or anything else that's celebrated differently in your region, perhaps to one of the others?
Usually is the 20th of July is the day where we celebrate independence mm-hmm. from the Spaniards. But that is more like a it's not like party.
Okay.
It's more like...
A bit more solemn.
Yeah, something like that.
There's no sort of special food or anything like that?
No,
it's just a
generally it's something quiet. Mm. It's a holiday, public holiday, people don't work. There might be some ceremonies where you host the flag, you know, and there might be people who have, when we were living in overseas, well, we're still overseas, when we were living in Hanoi, the embassies will have a special, get together with the people from the country and invite all the people. Uh-huh. But in the country itself, it's more solemn and it's not party.
Do you do anything like Midsummer or Harvest Festival, anything like that? It's all then quite quiet, and then
yeah.
What happens around Christmas? Is Christmas a
Christmas
big deal?
It's a Catholic country, so everybody celebrates Christmas. But in Colombia, it's more like you celebrate in Christmas Eve.
Okay.
You know, Christmas is the party. Everybody mm-hmm. gets the best dress and the new clothing, and we don't have. It's coming more and more now, Father Christmas and the Christmas tree, but those are like imported things.
Okay.
It's more traditional, it's like the nativity scene, like they have here.
Uh-huh.
And then they set that at home. And then that starts 9 days before Christmas, you set that. And then you celebrate what is called La Novena. And every night, nine nights before mm-hmm. Christmas, families get together and they sing carols and they read stories for each day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then on the 24th, then the family gets together. Some people have just a dinner with the family and friends. Some people just have big parties. Where I come from, it's always big party. The family gone again. The food.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have what is called tamales.
Ah, okay.
You can have tamales, but we also have some that are made with rice instead of, maybe you know Mexican tamales.
Yes, that's what I was trying to remember.
Flour, uh-huh. Yeah, but we also have what is called pasteles or tamales made out of rice.
Okay.
So it's rice, inside you put meat, mm-hmm. some vegetables, you wrap it in banana leaves,
mm-hmm.
and then you steam them.
Okay.
And that is very traditional. Mm-hmm. That's really yummy. I don't eat in 1 minute. Oh my God. It's really good.
Ah.
And then children go to sleep, and then El Niño Dios, which is baby Jesus, brings the toys,
presents. Okay.
So sometimes when I was growing up, baby Jesus left toys at the feet of my bed.
Uh-huh, okay.
And sometimes he left them at the nativity scene. Nowadays, more and more people have the Christmas tree, and they use that. But traditionally, is the baby Jesus brings the toys and leaves them at your bed. So on the 25th, children wake up early, they play with the toys, mm-hmm. and parents just try to sleep as much as they can because they are hungover from the party.
Like before.
Yes. So on the 25th, it's more like you go to church. On the 24th, also some people go to church,
okay.
And then on the 25th, some people also go to church. 25th is more like a quiet day. The family, children spend all day playing with the new toys, and parents just like my headaches, and just that's it.
So these parties, you invite all of your family, friends from around you and whoever else.
Yes.
So if you were to invite me to one of these parties, and what time would they sort of start, an evening party?
Well, it depends. Okay. We could say, okay, it's a quinceañera, no? Well, for the quinceañera, you try to be on time, because before the party starts with the girl dancing with his father.
Okay.
Usually you dance to Blue Danube.
Oh, yes. Can
you
play
the vals?
Yeah.
That is the traditional song. So once that depends the time, let's say it starts at 5. So you try to be there, but we Colombians and Latinos in general we're not known by our punctuality. So things tend to start about an hour after people say they are going to start. That's where I come from. People from Bogota, for example, they tend to be more punctual. So los costeños, which is the people from the coast, things tend to be more relaxed.
Okay.
And, yeah, later on. Yeah, yeah.
And don't nobody worry. Gets stressed by this with all of that food waiting to be eaten. Everyone's very relaxed.
No, because usually when you get there, food is not ready yet.
Oh, anyway, so okay.
You know? I mean, yes. So it's not like not the most punctual people. We are not. So
it's very, very chilled like that. And yes. Things like if you were to invite someone to your home for dinner, what would they bring you as a gift?
Nothing really. No. It's not expected. When you invite somebody, you are providing drinks and food.
Okay, so there's no expectation to bring a bottle of wine or flowers or something like that?
No, really, no. I mean, that was something when I left Colombia, and from Colombia we moved, my husband and I and my children, we moved to England. And that's, you know, before that we were living in a mining camp. There were other aspects there.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I started, you know, got to know this idea that if somebody invites you to their place for dinner, you take something. Why? You know, you are inviting me for dinner. Why do I have to take something? Because usually when you invite somebody, you will provide everything. Mm-hmm. So,
and are these occasions very relaxed as well? Is it sort of people come casually, or do you expect people to dress up? Nothing like that?
No, I mean, no.
So
no, it's not, let's see, for a wedding you are expected to dress up.
So what sort of thing would a guest should wear and should not wear?
For a wedding? I can wear... Relax in the, well, I mean, preferably no jeans, but it also depends what type of the social economical strata we're talking about. Because if it's people more, let's say, with more money, and if you are invited to a club, for example, if the party is going to be at a club, you should dress, you know, smart pants, maybe not so much like a suit, because it's really hard where we come from, but it depends.
That would be nice, because in Malta they expect men to wear jackets for July and August weddings, and you just feel sorry for them,
I can imagine. No, it's not. Because of where I come from, it's hot.
Mm.
People don't wear suits unless it's absolutely necessary. And not for weddings, really.
And maybe the women could just wear a nice dress, whatever, what you'd wear to go to a normal club, essentially. So.
Yes, a short dress.
Mm-hmm.
You are not expected to wear long gowns or anything like that. As I said, if you are from a higher social, economical strata, then the higher the expectations are.
Is there any colours or anything you should or shouldn't wear? Should you wear a hat? Should you not wear a hat? Is it none of that?
Hats are not part of our culture. Really, we have a hat, which is very traditional, but that one is worn, for example, for the festivities in the 20th of January, that kind of thing.
Right, I see.
It's very traditional,
mm-hmm.
because it's worn by the peasants in the fields,
okay.
So it's very traditional for that, but it's not like, that's the only hat where I come from, it's the only hat. It's, as I say, very traditional. It's not, you are not expected to wear hats for a wedding.
Do you know across Colombia, then, are there different traditions and things for weddings or for Christmas, or is it pretty much the same apart from the ingredients because of, you know, if you're by the sea or if you're in the city,
yes,
that sort of changes slightly?
Pretty much the same. I mean, Christmas is a family event. It's a religious, obviously, very religious still in Colombia. It's a family thing, your friends, your family.
And you were saying about the, you know, you find it a bit shocking when you take a gift to someone's for dinner, but what about to a wedding? What's the expectation there?
Yes, for that kind of things. For a birthday, you are expected to take a present for the quinceañero, for example, the 15th birthday, you are expected. Birthday parties, weddings. For weddings, you usually take things for the house, you know. Basically, that's what you take. For Christmas, if you want to bring a present for the children of the house, then you are more than welcome. But usually there are many children, so families are big. They're smaller now than they used to be, but still. For dinner parties, per se,
you shouldn't
take presents, but, you know, yeah, that's my kitty.
And what about on a more solemn note, funerals, then, if you're, how do they go? I mean, they're not celebrated. How what's the form of a funeral?
Well, for a funeral, usually they have what is called velorio, which is they bring the body to the house. Some traditionally you have the coffin and the flowers, and people come and pay respects, and people cry a lot, and then everybody's, you know, serious. There are some prayers. People pray the rosary.
Oh, yes.
That one is, they do that. And the body, where I come from, is hot, so you cannot keep it too long inside the house because, you know, it starts. So you keep it for a while, for a few hours. And then they, depending where, if the cemetery is too far, then they go by car.
Okay.
But where I'm in my town, still walk to the cemetery.
You walk behind the casket?
Yes, the casket, and then behind the family, and then people, so with the flowers, people send flowers to the family of the deceased, and then there is a mass, you go to church, it's a mass, and then once that's finished, they take him and then bury.
They're still burial in Colombia,
yes.
As well,
yeah.
And what happens after that, after the service and the burial? Do you have a celebration of their life, or is it everybody just goes home and it's...
People, the majority of people go home, and then all the people go back to the house. You know, there are candles and flowers, and that stays there for 9 days.
Okay.
So it's 9 days where people come and go to, you know, to
pay respects,
and say, sit with people and you chat, and there is prayers every night. And after those 9 nights, they things are taken off, flowers, and then things start getting back to normal.
Does the widow wear black then,
yes,
for a period of time?
People wear black to pay respects. You can wear black, white, or gray.
Okay.
So dark colors and white. After a while, family keep the family, not only the widow, family, I mean, the close family wears black or gray or browns. I mean, very
muted
colors. Yes, it's changing. I mean, nowadays people can choose not to wear it.
And that's for just a period of time until you feel ready to, or is there a set time that you're in mourning officially where you have to wear these muted colors?
It depends how newer generations don't keep it for too long.
Okay.
They might choose to wear black for a few weeks. It depends also who has died. I mean,
their,
if it's your mom, you know, some people really, really get... For some people, wearing black is the way of showing how, you know,
how sad they are.
It's important to them to do it. For some people, it's like, you know what, I miss my whoever died, but I don't want to wear black. Or
so is it generally a very colourful nation? So you don't see people in dark colours, really, unless they're in mourning?
So. Yeah. So, or when you go to a formal party or something, you know, very, very formal. But where I come from, it's just so relaxed that usually you don't wear black.
And too hot by the sense of things.
Yes, it is. It can be really, really hot and sweaty. You don't want to wear black because it's just too hot.
Is there anything we should know that would, if we were to go to Colombia, that we should absolutely not do? Is there a gesture or something, you know, we would say or do that, you know, might be highly offensive and, you know, poor tourists not realise that they're doing it?
Not really. I mean, something that you must definitely not do when you go to Colombia, again, depending on what part of the country you are. But in general, you know, the middle finger is considered rude. Saying bad words, we have many of them, but...
They're normally the first things people try to teach you, in fact, so you should watch out for those as well.
And then, yes, because some people can be really naughty and they start tricking you and they tell you, say this, say that, say the other, and you really don't know what you're saying. So it's like,
I said just a joke.
Just a joke, yes. Really, I mean, as I said, we're very relaxed. People
so quite
chill,
they're not going to upset you by doing anything that's common good manners.
Yeah, nothing out of the ordinary, really. I mean,
and do you think they're quite relaxed all over the country, or that's specifically in the region that you're in the north? There,
where I come from, usually people up in the mountains, we call el interior, which is the
insiders.
The insiders, and the mountains tend to be more formal because we think it's because up in the mountains colder, so people are more reserved and more serious.
Okay.
You know, like in Bogota, the capital, you might have people from Pasto, which is south but is high up in the mountains. So the hotter the area, the more relaxed and less serious people are, you know. So that is kind of that gives you an idea of the hotter it is, more relaxed. And chill.
So that's something we should look out for sure.
Yes, if you ever go to Colombia.
Oh, I'd love to one day. So that's been really interesting talking to you. That was Nora from Colombia. You've been listening to The Good Manners Map with me, Monique Chambers. Tune in again next week.
Thank you for joining us on our journey around the world on The Good Manners Map here on Campus FM with myself, Monique Chambers, and the technicians Carmelo and Samuel. You can hear this program on Mondays at 1:30 p.m., Thursdays at 9:30 a.m., and again on Fridays at 8 p.m. You can also download as a webcast from multiuniversitybroadcasting.com.